Are the people coming?
Bruchem Abayim to the 14th and the continuing series of Shurim on the sources of the Halacha in the Gemara and in the Poskim. The last several Shurim we focused on Tesamud Beis, and I think now it's about time to go to the next Mishnah and Daf Yud Amud Beis. Of course, you know, we haven't done every line in the last 8-9 block, but in any case, let us at least give the impression that we're moving forward. The Mishnah in Yud Amud Beis, in Brachos, Beishamay Oimrem, Be'erev Kol Odom Yatev Yikra, Uvaboyke Yamot. Beishamay says in the evening, a person is supposed to lie down and read Kriya Shema. In the morning, a person should get up and read Kriya Shema, stand on his feet. Shenemar, as it says in the Torah, Uvishapachov Kumecha. When you lie down and when you get up. And Beisil argues and says, Beisil Oimim Kol Odom Kriya Kedavka. Right? A person can read any way he wants, standing up, lying down. Shenemar, it says, Uvalach Chavadelech. Okay? That's the Machlokes B'Hilchos Beis Shammai. The Mishnah goes on and brings a story of Rav Tarfon. Amar Rav Tarfon, Ani Ayizi Baba Derech. Rav Tarfon was traveling. V'Tis L'Kreis K'Divei Beis Shammai. And I guess I got off my donkey, I got off my horse, and I lay down on the side of the road to read Kriya Shema like Beishamai. V'sikanti ba'atz b'tnei alistim, and I endangered my life in doing so. Omolo, they said to Rabbi Tarfon, Kedai yisal l'choy bi'atzmecha, you actually were deserving of death, shavat al divrei Beis Hillel. And the Gemara, after a give and take a shock of Italia, the Gemara says, at the very end of Dafyun Aleph Ben Aleph, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, where the Gemara actually brings a machlokes, whether also Gnivim Beishabai, whether you are Yitzchak or not Yitzchak, Rav Yosef says, also Gnivim Beishabai, also like Klo. If you didn't like Beishabai, you weren't Yitzchak at all. And then, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, Omar, also Gnivim Beishabai, Chaya Misa. If you didn't like Beishabai, not only were you not Yitzchak, but you're Chaya Misa. Did none, and he quotes the Mishnah, Amar Rav Tarfon, and Yisra Baba Derech, and they say to him that you will hire Misa. So we see over here in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and the Amalayim Be'arai for the Mishnah, that in fact it's forbidden for person, that since the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, so therefore it's forbidden for person to be Machmed, to be stringent in accordance with the Shita of Beis Shammai. Okay? Now, the fact is that this is an interesting question that comes up many times in Halacha, and we're going to explore this in detail, right? To what extent is a person allowed, encouraged or allowed, to be machmir, right, based upon an accepted opinion or based upon a Halacha consensus? We see clearly over here that that since Halacha is like Beis Hillel, then one can read Kriya Shema in any position. So therefore, a person does like Beis Shammai, right? In fact, actually, is kind of Misa. Now, one could argue, in the case of the Gemara, that in fact, you know, he did a dangerous thing. That in fact, actually, Rav Tarfon, you know, lay down on the side of the road, that he did a dangerous thing. And actually, that's what the Rambam actually learns that in the Perush HaMishnayos. As we'll see, Mitzvah Shem in the Shalosh Tshuvos Be'er Sheva, but the Rambam says explicitly in the Perush HaMishnayos, he says that on Rav Tarfon was Perush Sekanti Samti Nafshi Bekapi. He put his life in danger. The fish yored me'al behamtoi. He got off his animal. Is the Rambam the Perush HaMishnayos? The Yoshem La'aret Vital Das Beis Hillel. With last Beis Hillel, he could have ridden Kriya Shema and stayed on his animal, right? So in other words, he endangered his life. But what about a case in which I don't endanger my life? Or in other words, Me'ika did. Is it, can a person actually in fact? So here it would seem from here that in fact actually we have a raya from the Gemara that, at least we don't have a raya any more than the fact that he endangered his life. However, what's interesting is in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kriyashma, in Simen Samach Gimel, so the Bechaba Paskins in Simen Samach Gimel, Siv Beis, and based upon the Rambam and Perek Beis in Hilchos Kriyashma, Mi Shiroitz Lahach Belamoy Kishu Yoshev Velekoisa Ma'uma, the person, for example, in the morning decides he wants to mach, according to Beis Shabbat, he's supposed to get up in the morning. He's supposed to stand on your feet when you read Kriya Shema. It says, Uf Kumecha. So, Mi Shereitzel Ach B'la'am B'kishu Yeshiv L'Kreis Ba'umat, whoever gets up in the morning, whoever is sitting, and then when Kriya Shema comes, he wants to get up to Mach B'la'i Beis Shammai. So the Mechaba Paskins Nikra Avalyan. He's done something which is prohibited. He's an Avalyan. He's a sinner. Now, clearly we're not speaking about a case here where a person's in danger. So we see according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that's to the Rambam, that in fact, it's when he did a stupid thing by putting his life in danger, which is an issue that you put your life in danger, is lav dafka, not necessarily true. In other words, anytime you come to Machpel like Beis Shammai, then in fact, you call it an avalyan.
So Rambam Paskin's not like he says in Kriyashma.
Right. He brings it according to the Rambam Perek Beis, Hilchos Kriyashma. Right. Now, what I want to discuss is that there is, however, a Yerushalmi, which says, this Yerushalmi is in Perek Aleph of Shabbos, Halacha Beis. And we're going to go through the Yerushalmi in detail in a little while, but the Yerushalmi says something which is a Magal Pum of the Poiskim. Well, in the new fancy edition of Zion Bar Aleph. I'm not sure if in the classic edition of Saviad Leiden what it is. I don't have my Leiden text in front of me. No, but the Rishalmi says, "Call me shu patam in a dove of Arseo." Anyone who's part of something and does it, nikra hedjait. He's called the hedjait. And the fact is that this Rishalmi is quoted by all the poskim. And now that it's quoted by all the poskim, it's actually brought in the Shulchan Aruch.
The hedjait is no better than Zavaya.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go into the specific definition, but certainly it's not a compliment. Now, the Mechaber, the Ramoah, in Simen Tafish Lametes, in Hilchos Sukkah, right, speaks about what time when a person is in the Sukkah and starts reading. This is Siv Zayin, towards the end of Tafish Lametes. And he says, Kol HaPotam in HaSukkah, whoever's part of singing the sukkah, and he's speaking obviously in the case when it starts raining, and he eats a misham, and he doesn't leave the sukkah, he wants to be firm, he wants to stay in the sukkah, ain't b'kabal lav schar, so he doesn't get schar for being mach by singing the sukkah despite the rain, v'ainu ela hedjoitus, he's a hedjoit, which we could translate hedjoit to mean, and then he's a fool. Okayitze min asukah because shaman etc. That's what the Ramoah paskins. Now the Bi'ah Halacha on this, the Bi'ah Halacha at the end of Tafish Lametes on the Ramoah, first in Memhei, right? The Bi'ah Halacha says he quotes the Bikur Yanker. That's the Aruch HaNeir. Actually, I have a Bikur Yanker over here, but it's the Aruch HaNeir. So he says, because of the Yanka, nearly the matter of Minish Eno Elabai said, Jesus, Eno Bakabaschar. I'm sorry. The first Bialocha says, Zak Klaal, and then with the Klaal, that whoever's Potem in Asoka is, and since I'm doing the mitzvah, it's called the head joint. So the Bialocha says, Zak Klaal, Udaf Babok Shesh Potzad Issa. In other words, that by being Machbid is a Tzad Issa. For example, a person stays in the sukkah during the rain, it's chilo yantiv. He's calling himself tzar on yantiv. In other words, if a person stays in the sukkah, he thinks he's being machmir. But really, he's calling himself tzar on yantiv. That's called chilo yantiv. But if a person is not mistar, if a person, is not in pain, then he can be machmir. And he brings a raya. From Rama Gamliel, the Gemara speaks about Chafei in Sukkot, speak about, that even though Rabbi was mocked by himself and took a dlish al mayim, he took a pitcher of water, and he brought it to the Sukkot, even though drinking water in the Sukkot, Mika didn't purchase his butter. And in fact, the Ritva in Chafei in Brachas on the case that Reuch ben Zakkai brought a delisha maim to the Zukkas, the Ritva in Chafei in Brachas says
in Sukkah
says right. Imrot lach b'lach by Rasha. In other words, the Gemara says he can be machban himself. Peirush says the Ritva, v'loy choshev is not considered kamo she'enu mitzuv v'dochos sin nikahedja. In other words, that which Rav Gamliel wants to machban himself and drink water sukkah is not called being a hedjot, right? And then the Gemara speaks about Rav Tzadik after that, right? Etc. Etc. So in other words, from that, the Allah learns, because Allah learns, the Ritva says the same thing too, is that we're always, that which Chazal say, you call the hedge, and if you're machman yourself, it's only there's a tzadis. But if in fact, actually, there's no tzadis, you want to machman yourself, but there's no tzadis, so there's no, it's, you know, you're not going to come to a tzadis if you drink water in the sukkah, so that's fine, you can do something like that. Now, this, clearly, and we see clearly in the Gemara and Sukkah, the Gemara Sukkah clearly brings a line from Bayim Humach. Now, what I wanted to speak about, actually, I'm sure everybody knows all this Torah anyway, but what I wanted to speak about was a tshuva of the Be'el Sheva. Okay, the Be'el Sheva actually is, I shouldn't be going to doubt that I know every tshuva of the Be'el Sheva. We know that in there's a din called Shiltut.
In
everything. In other words, in Mezuzah we're chayv in Shiltut, right?
Mm-hmm. So Shiltut.
But and we know in Tefillin, we're Potter in Shiltut.
Shiltut means the
that means the lines, right? The line. The lines underneath, right? The lines. So Mechaber, yeah. So anyway, the Mechaber in Siman Lamed Beis, Hilchos Tefillin, Paskins Ain, with the Hagav the Ramah Ain Tzorach Lasaltit. In other words, not necessary to make Siltut in the case of Tefillin, and the Mogen Avraham, and he says. But he says, but in fact, actually, if you're worried that you can't write straight at all, so you could, in fact, actually do siltut. In other words, you don't have to do siltut, but if you're worried that when you write the tefillin, everything is laid on your siltut. Now, the Mogen Avraham, so the question is, what do you mean? Chazal say, you don't need siltut. In other words, Chazal say clearly, in Menachos, you don't need siltut. I'm a bet. So how come this is not called, right, a Maisa Hedjot? So says the Mogen Avraham, actually this is the Rishon, the Mogen Avraham is actually quoting Rishon Bes Yosef, says the Mogen Avraham, Sivkat Nechaz, V'lo yomu b'Yerushalmi, apart from Adov, I say, Nekah Hedjot, Ela Kishoysel Yisoy B'Dewa Chumra. In other words, if you do something, if you besaltate, your tefillin, because you're doing it, to be machmi, you call it a hedjot, you call it an idiot. Aval hach, she'enu mechav l'chach. But here, you're not doing this, Sharainu Dova Issa, the Shah by Khumba. But in other words, here, you're not doing it for Khumba. But I'm sorry, Allah Kadilak to be Eno Hedge, you're not called a Hedgeite. Okay? But of course, Vain Simon Tavish Lamatas. Now, actually, what he says over here, the Mogen Avraham is a little bit different than what the Bialacha says. The Bialacha says over there. In other words, because here there's no Issa Badova. But in any case, what we're saying is that if you do a derech chumra, but he says the emes tov l'shatzah b'dinzer.
But the Mogen Avraham would argue on the water.
I'm not sure. Yeah, and whatever it is, he's saying a different chilat than that of the Bialacha. But he says the emes tov l'shatzah b'dinzer. The Mogen Avraham says you have to think about this. It's not so clear. The matzino habei chumra shemachbir on latzmeinu lo yamin to knock it hedjot. In other words, many times we machbir on ourselves. In other words, there's a lot of chumras that will mach one themselves, and no one's calling anybody a hedjot. Because Marazer, I mean, you know, what is there to say? Begambe say ah, and he says begambe say for Be'er Sheva tama al zeh. So he brings a shoe with the Be'er Sheva, and it means yam shel shloimei by eating, but that a person waits eating bus have the gavina. He brings from the Maharam, who says that, you know, it was machmer himself to eat, to wait, let's say, 6 hours to eat, right, the bus, you have the kavina, you know, chalak al Talmud, and he says, you can do it on with gedu precious, et cetera, et cetera. I know there are different, there's limba, but the question is, what was Chazal speaking when he spoke about that kol apatam nadal vaysel nikra hedja? The question is, what are the gedal? Now, what are the parameters of this? Now, I'm not getting, you know, Chassid Shammai share clearly on this and giving all the shittas, but I want to actually introduce a very interesting concept. The shuva of the Be'al Sheva, which appears in Shut Be'al Sheva Simil Chafalev, so he brings a case in Ba'amadlikin, where there's a machlokes, between Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rabbi Akiva, a person doesn't have to singe, doesn't have to, we have a psila, right? Pre-light it, right? And after a light. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to. So he brings from the Rosh, because of Shema Rosh, this is in Bamad League, the second paragraph of Shabbos, he brings from the Rosh. For Noya Goyes Hanoshim Nahadlik Apsila, Ulachaboysa, a woman of a minute to actually light the wick and blow it out. Kadesh they move heavens, the yachas ba or eitim. So that way it lights better. Uminad yafahu. It's a minad yafah. Umiyu halach rabbi Akiva. The madlik and afish eno bchurachas. But that's the halach rabbi Akiva. You have to do so. Why the rabbi Yezer shmusi? Rabbi Yezer is a talmid by Shammai. So that's what the Rosh says. There was women a machmir to light it and blow it out, even though you don't have to according to rabbi Akiva. So, says the Be'al Sheva, of the Rosh, when he shmak lo yofin, he doesn't understand. Hech kos of a minag yofo, how could, the Rosh says a minag yofo, that Bereish, so he brings up taufin. He brings up taufin. So, okay, maybe the thing of taufin is different, because he was beside, he brings like, himself and with nature himself. But then he brings on the Yerushalmi and Shabbos. Okay? He brings Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Now, what's Yerushalmi in Shabbos? Yerushalmi in Shabbos says, in Meskila Mafsika, that was if I begin eating, that's their halachas, the second mission of Shabbos, you shouldn't, not supposed to, you know, begin eating a meal,
time.
Right, until it lets you down. But if you're already eating, then you don't have to break from Mincha. So that's what the mission says, in Meskila Mafsika. Okay? So, the Yerushalmi brings a ma'isa. Why? With Rav Maisha and Rav Shulba Yitzchak, have a Yasfin Achlin Bechadim Min Kenishta Aliyasa. They were eating in the attic of one of the shuls. They sat down to eat a meal. Also, answer the Tzlusa, the time came to daven. Kamle Rav Shulba Yitzchak Mitzliya. So Rav Shulba Yitzchak got up to daven in the middle of the meal. Amle Rav Maisha, Rav Maisha said to him, V'lokein Alfin Rabbi. Didn't you teach us, Rebbe? In Meskila Mafsikin, it's a Mishnah. You told us Mishnah, yes. If you get a meal, you have to be Mafsik. V'tani Chizkia, and Chizkia teaches, call me Shupatim Nadav, and say, Nikra Hedjot. So here's the original, where the original statement is. And the Lushal made it. So, right? So what are you doing like this? So, Reb Shmuel Yitzchak said to him, Amale V'tanya Chosin Potter, Chosin Reisel Lekreis Kairi, right? So he says, what about by chassan? By chassan can actually, even though a chassan, in other words, even though a chassan is supposed to kriish for the first time, nonetheless he wants he can read. So he says, no, you can say you're on the kappa gamliya. The girl says that any shmei lachal vatal min amal chashmai shah. There's a pira on the middle that says that you should read kriyashma. So in other words, so says the Be'al Sheva and the Yerushalmi, a very interesting thing. So he brings the Yerushalmi, right? So he says, well, the Kasika said, I mean, Yerushalmi, call a pot of the double is a dicker hedgehog. Yeah, it comes with Minag Yafa. Right? So he says, have we kvar muvua da filu, call double shochel of the Isa, amu call a, the other way he says, he says, Damim Yerushalmi, okay, that, etc. He brings shield to Fensefa Tuma, right? But he says, Shuvi Yanti Birushalmi, and he quotes Birushalmi, Hare Kamamavua, the Philo Dovash Yochel of Vodi De Yisa, Abu Kalapot with a Dova. In other words, something that can't come to an issa, you call it a hedgerit. But then he brings the Yerushalmi, right? Right? Brings the Yerushalmi. That even the filo dove shochel of Abu Kalapot bin Adav, other than Midibra Seva Tumah, right? In other words, even if something's not going to come to the Dove of the Vaisa, you call it a hedgerit. Right? In other words, what he says is the following. What he says is, right? He brings the case of Siltut, right? And then, right? He brings Yerushalmi. In other words, he wants to say, something that can't come to this, that you call the hatchet. That's a little shaykh bechum or precious. But the Rishami is not true. The Rishami is mashba, that even though the guy was being machba, and he was not going to come into an essay, nonetheless it's called a hedger. In other words, any time I'm machba, I'm called a hedger. So the Be'er Hedder says, how can you say something like that? He said, kash aspecha b'mutalacha, b'shmar b'shmauti, yosu b'shmeras b'shmauti. In other words, we all have a shas, all of a chazal. We extol the virtue of Chumah. And here we see that, what's he doing? He's just dabbing in the middle of the meal. What did he do? He's not going to eat or anything. Nonetheless, he's called the Hedgerit. So, what's interesting is that, in other words, even though in Tafish Lamites, we're speaking about in the context of rain, and there the Bi'ur Halacha explains to us, and it's clear also too, that in fact, actually, a person can come l'idei Issa. Nonetheless, we see from the Rishami, you're called the Hedgerit, right? Even you won't come to the Yisra. And the question is, why? It was, why you call the fool if you want to be machmer yourself? But don't we have many chazals all that can be machmer yourself? There seems to be a stira to many chazals we see throughout Shas, from Rishayim, Machayim, Amachmer of Tevel Abrocha, Kashmas Kamuduka, Kadeshim to you. It's a crisis. How can what does the Rishami mean by this? Okay. I want to claim the following thing.
All these are personal chumras. We're not talking about paskening chumras for other people, are you?
Not necessarily. Yeah, whatever it is.
Even a personal minhag.
Even a personal minhag, right. What's interesting is, just to add a little bit, it's interesting, is that in the Yeredei and Simon Kufta Zayin, there's a Ramor, a Sif Zayin, the Ramor brings actually, based on the Gemara El Trefes, that brings for me, Pasuk in Yecheskel, Behema Teira, Shoya Bachacham, Misvara, if there's a Behema, that there was a Shaila of Treifas, and a Chacham comes up with a Svara, to be matter it, V'loin Tzim Nimsa Din Meferish, and if you don't find the Din explicitly, it's a Chiddush, a Din, Shumateres, so Baal Nefesh V'mach V'nativ in it. So, the question is, but what happens if it's a din mefurish? For example, something we know that a klisheni is not mevasha. For example, things are batal b'shishim. What happens if a person wants to machmir, but even something is batal b'shishim, not eat from it? So the Pesach Teshuva brings an isifahetta, the Pesach Teshuva and Sifkat and Yud brings from isifahetta, which is masha from there, that in fact, actually, one could be machmir. For example, I'm not going to eat from anything, even though it's batal b'shishim. But then he brings, right? But then he brings from the Soilis Lemincha, Klal Ayin Vav, Shekasa B'Shem Teras HaAshem, right? Demi, Sheroitz L'Achman Hoik Issa B'Dav V'Shalom HaSinu Shechbir HaMoroi, a person wants to be Noig Issa, And so we'll see the Amorei wa Machme, Kegoy Mashim Zbata Bishishim, Klishayni. He says it's apikosis. The Yotzes Chabev said it. He calls it apikosis. Okay? Right, so we see even... Now, I would like to put a little perspective and what, you know, what are we dealing with over here? So I want to say the following thing. First of all, I want to go to the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Once again, the Mishnah says clearly in Shabbos, in Mishilo, in Mavsika. Begin eating of your Mavsik. And the Gemara brings a case of Shul Barab Yitzchak, who in fact actually began eating, and on that the Gemara says, Komi Shubatam Radov Vaso Nikahedjai. So he says, what about the case of Chasim Patam Bikriyash? So he said, there's a Tana Rabbi Gamliel Uschaydak. I want to claim the following thing. I want to claim, if there's a Mishnah that says explicitly that you're potter from something, in other words, there's no dispute. The Mishnah says in Afsika, in Eschil Eim Afsika, that's what the Mishnah says in Shabbos, in Tazamun Beis. And a Melech comes to be Machmer himself, this guy's called a hedjot. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying is that only if there are two opinions in the Mishnah is one allowed, in fact, to be Machmer, like the opinion which is stringent. But if the Mishnah says something that you're not the Mafsek, and a Melech comes along and is Machmer, connected to the Mishnah, right? Then he's called a hedjot. Now, in the case of Sukkah, we see that, in fact, Tanoim were, well, we see, right, that people are Machmir. Well, the answer is very clear. Because the Maisa of Yom Ben Zakkai is a Mishnah. In other words, to set matters straight, it says in Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, right, in the Mishnah, one is allowed to eat, let's say, somebody drink water outside the sukkah. But then the Mishnah goes on and says, in other words, what we see is, we see Tanoim who themselves were machmir to even drink water, things that Meika didn't, don't require a sukkah, to eat them in the sukkah. So I want to say a very simple rule, like this. In the case of Sukkah, we see you can be Machmir, because there are Tanoim who are being Machmir. In other words, the Bekor, the source of the din, that it's only Achilas Kevah, which is Chayiv and Sukkah, is a Mishnah. But in the Mishnah, it brings cases of Tanoim, who in fact were Machmir on themselves. But for example, had we had not a case of Rabbi Gamliel, who was Machmir on Dli Shalmayim, that in fact, if an Amayla would come along and say, I'm going to be Machmir, he'd be called a Hedjit. So in other words, the law which I want to propose, right? The law which I want, I'm not saying this, and I'm chassid, so I'm not being chedek on the Be'al Lacha, the Shulchan Aruch. What I'm saying is, I want to say the pshat in the Mushalbi is that an Amayla cannot come along and be Machmir on a din, which is muskim, which is universally accepted in the Mishnah, the Tanayim. And I think that's really what the Sonas HaMincha, the Pesachei Shuvah is bringing. A din, if everybody, the maskana of the Gemara is this bitl b'shishim, we don't see anyone, I mean, in other words, that's the klisheini, that's the maskana of the Gemara, right? If a person would come along and say, I want to be Machmir Klisheni. He's called a Min, he's called an Apikos. Where a person could be Machmir and Mekel might be where he finds in the Gemara maybe several opinions of a Morayim with the Diddish from a Morayim, and there's some opinions of a Morayim. Perhaps, I don't know, could possibly be with the Chasimus Hashas, you can't be. In other words, what I want to say is the din of Kol HaPata L'Dova Nikra Hedjay means if the Tekufa before you, unanimously, right? Or comes to conclusion And the Amish Leah says, in the case of the Tanayim, according to the Baraim, maybe that's the Psak of the Gemara. You can't come along and be machmir, connect with the Psak of the Gemara. That's really what the din is. Now, it might be that the Psak of the Rabbah in terms of Shalom and Tess is, you know, maybe the Rabbah is not accepting, in other words, is not accepting this din completely. But in other words, for example, the Gemara says, ain't so siltut. So if a person wants to be machmir, and do siltut to the, you know, to the tefillin, he's called a hedjah. Now, if he has a reason for doing so, he can't ride straight, like Rabbi Vegas says there, that might be something different. I'm not sure. But, in other words, that's what Shulchan Aruch is the Paschal. Go by Shulchan Aruch, obviously the Yerushalmi to that extent. But I'm saying is, the din of the Yerushalmi is that when there's a accepted Psak Halacha in the Kupa for you, you can't come along and be Machmir, because then you're called the Hedjah. That's what I want to say.
Do I need an explicit precedent to be able to be Machmir?
According to this Pati Lushalmi, once the Mishnah says, I'm Patra, there's no one to argue on the Mishnah, I'm called a Hedjot. Just like the Gemara said, it doesn't require Siyot, I'm called a Hedjot.
And if there's a Machlokas, but it's clearly Beis Hil Beis Shammai, it's also
a Hedjot. So now, the question is, I want to go back to the Gemara now. Now, the Gemara in Blacha says, let's just, in other words, even though Rav Tamfin was masakin himself and dating himself, we see the Psak of Shulchan Aruch is called the Ravaryan. Maybe you call the Hedjot. I mean, the Baal Sheva seems to understand it's the same thing. Now, how could it possibly be? Rav Tamfin, the Gemara in Tazayin, Rashi says that in the Gevamis, that Rav Tamfin is a Talmud of Beshamah.
Right.
But in any case, what I want to say is the following. What I want to say is it could possibly be that the Gemara says many times, Mishnah Beshamah no Mishnah. Yotza Basko. In other words, once we paskin like Beis Hillel, then a person doesn't have a shit to do like Beishami anymore. In other words, Beishami and Beis Hillel is an exception. In other words, Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel, in the Gemara in Blachas at the end of the second parak, you could say that a person that broke can come along with Rabbi Gamliel. But it's usually accepted that Machlokes Beis Hillel Beishami, the Gemara assumes loves the Beis Hillel. There's no Havami to do the Beishami, even though I do know the Taisus and Tafsil and Aleph and Zuka. Okay, there's exceptions to what I'm saying. I'm saying don't take everything I'm saying.
Rabbi Yehoshua doesn't pass him like the Baskal.
Does it make a difference? The Torah always asks that question.
Right.
But it's Muskim and Shas.
Still Paschal.
That the Mishnah is Beishami and a Mishnah.
So if there's a Machlokas Tanayim.
Machlokas Tanayim. So the Mayim come along, is that called the Hedjah?
Anyway, Machmir, provided
right.
It's not.
Right.
Clearly Paschal.
Right.
Beishil Beishamai, Rebellion.
So that's what I'm saying. Beishil Beishamai. So it's like Beishil Beishamai. And that's in the Beishil Beishamai. Beishil Beishamai. In other words, we're saying Beis Hillel is almost as if universally we say that you don't have to lie down or you don't have to stand up. And therefore, you would say in such a case, it's also to stand up. You know, Beis Hillel seems to be the exception.
And Rabbi Elazar, the halakha is never like Rabbi Elazar.
Shmusi, that's the same thing.
And Rabbi Meir.
Although you should know something though, is that it's interesting, is that the Rosh says, Shmusi, the Be'er Sheva says, how can you say something like that? I mean, you're being machmir. But Kupas will be, I mean, the Gemara's Testament base and Nidah says sometimes, but you have, you say, Mechal, Mechal, Be'er Sheva, Shas Adchak. In other words, Be'er Sheva is a Shmusi, it doesn't have the same deal as Be'er Sheva. No one says, you say, Mechal, Be'er Sheva, Shas Adchak. So it could possibly be that, Gabi, that thing is different. That could possibly be that would be the way you would answer the Rosh on the Be'er Sheva. In any case, I don't know, but I want to say is, now, obviously, not everybody accepts by Pshat in the Ushami. We see the Pesach Tshuva as a machlokes. So it turns out we have, in fact, actually, two shitas. In other words, the main shita, who seems to be in the Achronim, is that, in fact, in other words, when do we see it called the Hedjot? Only, in other words, even if it's a Tzad Isser in it, or it's about to do it if it's a Sayag, or a personal Chumra, you're doing it, but if you're doing it like the Shein, then it's Asa. That's the Rashal comes to that conclusion in Paraches and Kalabasa. But in other words, however, I want to say that there seems to be another sheet in which we see clearly the Pesach Tshuva, we see also two of the children, right? That in fact, based upon the Yerushalmi, that if there's a maskana of the Gemara, right? Maskana of Chazal, a person can come along and be machmir. If Chazal sell to your potter, you can't come along and what? And be machmir. And not by the Pesach the Shulchan Aruch too. In the case of reading Kriyat Shema standing up, like Beis Shammai, or in the case of a year, by Silta, they'll make an exception because I can't write straight. You know, it's going to be a big problem. But in other words, to come to Mimach, I want to take a Chumah on to do Silta, and in Shulchan is Mashmah that is Aser. Why? Because the Gemara says it, Menachos, ain't so of Silta. Fillers require Silta. Which means that what's the din of Nikra Hedja? It means you're a fool. You think you know more than Chazal. Chazal say you don't have to do it. Why do it? Why do it?
Is Rav Shmuel going to explain how this applies?
No.
After the Amoraim?
Not really.
The Amoraim can rely on a Tana. So anyone posting
it? It turns out, according to the Chazon Ish, we spoke about the Shulchan Aruch, as a group of Idma Hilchos HaKamah, could possibly a person that's connected to Shulchan Aruch is not connected to Shulchan Aruch. It's also a... But the other thing, though, we've seen the Gedele Achroidim arguing with Shulchan Aruch, so it's hard to say something like that in the Chazon Ish. In any case, what I want to say is, but it seems to be something very, very partial, that if, in fact, the Gemara reaches a conclusion, the Shulchan Aruch's conclusion, no one argues on it, for a person to come along, maybe Bizmaneinu, and say, I'm going to be Machmir, connected to Shulchan Aruch, then one should raise the issue, is he called a Hedger? Is he able to do so? In fact, the Lashon of the Yamshal Shloime and the Tzedas HaMincha is Gerer of Apikosos, it's Minos. Because it's Kfil and Chazal. You're not taking Chazal seriously. They say you don't have to. What are you arguing with Chazal? Say you have to. You're from the Chazal. Anyway, this is, I think, in my opinion, the Rishonim. But like I said before, it's not clear to me this muskim. It's really accepted in the poskim, but certainly this seems to be the doubt with the Rishonim like this. And I'm going to end the shir as such. Okay, Hamevin Yofit. In any case, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, Kodesh, call to until next time.